Chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to the birthright. Though Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came the leader, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, and Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son, Bera his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away into exile. He was leader of the Reubenites. And his kinsmen by their families, and the genealogy of their generations, were Jeiel the chief, then Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who lived in Aror, even to Nebo and Baal-Meon. And to the east he settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle had increased in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, so that they occupied their tents throughout all the land east of Gilead. Now the sons of Gad lived opposite them in the land of Bashan as far as Salekah. Joel was the chief, and Shapham the second, then Janii and Shaphat in Bashan. And their kinsmen of their father's households were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Zia, and Eber, seven. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshiai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, was head of their father's households. And they lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as their borders. All of these were enrolled in the genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, consisting of valiant men, men who bore shield and sword, and shot with bow, and were skillful in battle, were 44,760 who went to war. And they made war against the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hand, for they cried out to God in the battle, and he was entreated for them because they trusted in him. And they took away their cattle, their 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men, for many fell slain because the war was of God, and they settled in their place until the exile. Now the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. From Bashan to Baal Hermon and Senir and Mount Hermon they were numerous. And these were the heads of their father's households, even Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of their father's households. But they acted treacherously against the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, even the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria. And he carried them away into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan to this day.